Got Your Back Podstream is brought to you by JL Financial Solutions. If you're an Albertan looking to plan your financial future, you want someone you can trust. Together with Sun Life's estate and financial planning services, JL Financial Solutions will develop a plan you can be confident in to grow and protect your wealth. Give Jonathan Lambert and his team a call at 780-733-0910. We are live from Las Vegas, a couple of days ahead of the NHL entry draft and, of course, free agency. Welcome, everybody, to Got Your Back, postseason edition. Just a few podcasts left on our schedule, but tons to talk about. So we got Rob Brown standing by, Jason Strudwick as well, and Zuby at the controls. I'm coming at you from our mobile long shot studio out here in Vegas. Amazing golf, fantastic sports bar experience. Visit longshots.ca. And as always, the show is brought to you by our title sponsor, Sherwood Buick GMC. The team over at Sherwood Buick GMC offering an incredible deal on their Sierra 1500s. Get ready to drive away with the best deal in town when you lease a 2024 Sierra 1500. Just $450 a month for 24 months at 4.9%. 10 Auto Mall Road is the address. Go see Phil and the great staff, or www.gmcpod.com will let you get a look at everything they have to offer. Okay, boys, time to bring in the fellas. Everybody's had a day or so to process everything, get their head on straight, and start looking to the future, gentlemen. It's all about free agency. It's all about contracts now. That game seven, just completely in the mirror. Hey, Brownie, like just a forgotten memory, buddy.
No, we can be sad for a while. It doesn't have to end the sadness in 1 or 2 days. It takes a while. We were so, so close. Everybody that I got is the biggest Oilers fan ever. So it's not black armband time, but it's pretty close in my group of friends. So it's going to take a little bit more than a day or two to get over this one.
Struddy was so rattled, he just had to get the hell out of town. Hey, Struds?
I couldn't leave fast enough. When the Oilers touched down, I took off.
That was it. Gonzo, can you let us in a little bit on what you're doing, Strud? Sounds like a pretty fun trip. A little fishing?
Yeah, going to do a little fishing. Yeah, quite the angler. I'm looking for some big lunkers, I think is what they call it. In the fishing world, I'm with Louis DeBrusque, so I brought ear protection because that guy can talk.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, man, that guy, you get him on a topic and he just puts his head down and goes, man, like he's on a forecheck. He just not paying any attention to anything else. Just he's one singular focus, getting his thoughts out.
Hey, Strudy, ask him about hunting. Just turn the back thing on, flip it on and get him going with hunting. He can regale you with stories for hours on hunting. And I know that you're a big hunter too, yeah. Strides.
Oh, big hunter. Yeah. Yeah. No, I hunt slurpy machines. No, I played with Louis. If Louis had the same zest for forechecking he did for hunting and telling tree stand stories, he would have been a $5 million a year player. It's incredible. And I said it to his face, but I run. I get it when he's got a ribeye in his mouth or something.
I probably asked you this already. Did you guys ever tilt? Did you and Louis ever go at it?
Yeah, he beat me up. Yeah, I let him beat me up. He wasn't the only one. There's others that have beat me up, but you know, he was one of the tougher ones.
No shame in that one, Strudy. Hey, how much did you guys hate last day of the year, exit interviews, all that kind of stuff? Like, is that like Brownie? What was that like for you, man? You go meet with the bosses, maybe talk to the media. Oilers went through that today.
It wasn't as big when I played. I was in Pittsburgh. We had two beat reporters. That was it. And then one of the newspapers shut down, so we had one. And you knew it was Tom McMillan and Dave Molinari. Like, you knew them by name. Yeah. Like, you could sit and have a beer. That's back when we used to have beers with them. You would sit and drink with the media guys. They would travel with you on the airplanes and stuff. But at the end of the day, you would go in and you'd talk to the GM and see you later. So it wasn't like it is now. Living down in Pittsburgh. Yeah, it was once the season was over, they were on to high school football or baseball or just about anything but Pittsburgh Penguin hockey.
How about you, Stretty?
Yeah, no, it's always the same question. Do you think you'll be back next year? Yeah, I'm going to work hard this summer and we'll see what happens. Okay, good. See you later, Jim. My name is Jason. Okay, see you later.
Life on those one-year deals. Life on those one-year deals, yeah, buddy.
They're the same. I fooled them. I fooled them for a long time.
Nobody ever had to ask you if you were on the verge of signing an 8-year, $14.5 million per season contract that you were contemplating whether you wanted to take or not?
Yeah, what percentage of the camp do you think you want? I'm like, any of it. I'll take any of it.
any piece of the cap. Give me the meal.
Will you take a piece of the cap?
Money,
yes.
Yeah. Stretty, you and I, we would have played for meal money, you and I, Struds.
I love it. Okay, guys. So just laying out the podcast real quick here. First segment, we're going to talk about Leon Draisaitl, who addressed his contract with the media today. The second time he did it this year. The first time was before the season began in his article with Spec. And then as a media group, we kind of all respected Leon's privacy and his want to focus on the season. So we didn't bug him about it this year. But today was the day where the assembled media were able to dig in a little bit with him. I was not there, being out here in Vegas. So we're going to let you hear a whole bunch of that. Second segment, we're going to talk about some of the other unrestricted free agents and what we can see happening with them. We'll have Take a Lap and Strutty's World, Brownie Points, all your favorite segments as well. And then Ask Us Anything. We're streaming live on YouTube and on Twitter as always. So send your comments in. Zuby will collect them and we'll get to those in our Ask Us Anything segment. But for now, let's get to breaking down what we heard today. Brought to you by Adrenaline Diesel. They specialize in heavy duty truck and trailer repair, performance, tuning parts and sales. Adrenaline Diesel has 7 gigantic bays, and there's not much they can't figure out for you. They're great at what they do. They got extremely high standards. They'll leave your truck in great shape like it's right out of the factory. Go to adrenalinediesel.ca. Okay, we're not going to assume here that everybody has heard all of what was said today. So we've got Zuby to piece it all together. There was a string of 4 or 5 questions in a row to Leon Draisaitl, one of them to Connor McDavid, all pertaining to his contract. Now, you're going to hear Leon repeat himself quite a bit. Obviously, he didn't want to dive too deep into it, but there were a couple of little nuggets in there. So let's get to our Weese Johnson soundbox here, and we'll just let some of that media availability go where Draisaitl was addressing some questions about his contract.
It's the ultimate elephant in the room, so I have to ask, your contract situation this summer, is it your preference to sign an extension, and what factors are you kind of considering as you go about that decision?
I'm going to give you the most boring answer here. I'm obviously, going to sit down with my agents here and talk to the Oilers and see what their plan is, see what our plan is, and just go from there.
Leon, do you have any sort of timeline on when that would be? Is that something you want to accomplish this summer, or would you be willing to take it?
I don't have an answer to that for you. Obviously, I haven't had any time to really think about it. It wasn't on my mind a lot lately. So it's just something that, it's going to take a little bit of time to figure out what I want, what the Oilers want, what everyone wants, and then go from there and figure something out.
And sorry, is it Edmonton first, and then you'll view whatever happens down the road after that, or is it open?
I mean, Edmonton has the only chance to sign me, so I guess they are first. Yeah, but. We'll see again. I'll leave it at that. Obviously, I love being an Oiler more than anything. I'll leave it at that.
I'd ask you, Connor. You guys are pretty tight. I'm sure good friends discuss things like that. What are your thoughts on him and his contract situation this year?
Ultimately, it is up to him and his team around him and. Obviously I love playing with them, love, being on the ice with them.
Do Leon, you're a guy that wants to win. Unfortunately, it didn't quite happen this year. There's just no way we could look around the league and see a team that's closer to winning a cup that hasn't than this one. There's only one team that's got your best buddy on it. It would be this one. There's no question this team's got enough money because you're the kind of player that you are. We can't think of a reason why you wouldn't want to sign here. Can you?
I mean, I guess not if you phrase it that way, the way you're phrasing it. But it's gonna take a little bit of time here for me to figure out an answer or what we want to do. And I'm well aware of what's going on, but I haven't spent much time thinking about what really are the facts and what I want to do. So I'll just leave it at that, and we'll figure it out when we get there.
All right, Leon Draisaitl facing a barrage of questions. And by the way, like I said, I mean, we gave Leon lots of space on this storyline through the regular season, and so he handled those questions well. He had to repeat himself a little bit, but the media had a job to do, and I thought Leon handled himself well there. Struds, we'll start with you. Anything stand out to you there?
Well, he's very noncommittal, and I do believe him when he says that he hasn't had a lot of time to think about it, because it's something you have to sit down and look at every possibility, right? You have to look at every angle. What do I want? What does the team want? What does my I'm assuming his wife or girlfriend, and maybe someday it'll be more than that, is in a relationship. Where do I want to live? How does this Oilers team look like? There's a lot of things. Like, this is not just a hour conversation with the agent. This is a full day, maybe more, of analyzing everything. And then even money. Like, how much money do I want to make? Is that my goal? Like, what do I want? So I do believe when he said he hasn't thought about it a lot, I think that over the next couple of weeks, he will have that big barnstorming sit down with his agent, Brownie.
Do you really, just one sec, let me hop in there real quick. Struds, you believe him that he hasn't thought about this much? I don't believe that for one second. I mean, I think it's something that really? You say to just kind of have the pressure off or whatever. But like, I mean, this is your entire life. This is where, this is your future. This is your life. This is your contract. This is your NHL career. Like, and I know in the playoffs you're focused on all those things, but you're not thinking about the game 24/7. Like, Brownie, I don't know. Do you disagree? That seems to me like something you say to get the media to kind of back off a little bit, but that he hasn't really thought about it much. I find that hard to believe.
No, I agree with him 100%. I believe those are the true words. These players are at such an elite level, and their focus is so incredible. I think Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid and guys like Nugent, guys at that level, their sole focus was winning a Stanley Cup. Leon knows everything's going to, at the end of the day, it's going to figure itself out, whether it's in Edmonton or New York or Boston or San Jose or wherever it is, and he's going to get his money. He doesn't have to worry about it. Doesn't have to think about it, because that day he's got from July 1st on to think about it. I think his sole purpose or sole focus was on winning a Stanley Cup. So I do believe he hasn't put a lot of thought into it, because the thought, and to go what Strud said, he's going to sit down with his agent. He's going to sit down with his family. He's going to sit down with his girlfriend. He's going to sit down with Connor McDavid and probably one or two other players on the team. Darnell Nurse, I'm not sure who he's best friends with on the team, but he's going to sit down with them, and he's going to put all of that together and decide what's best going forward. So I do believe he hasn't put a whole lot of thought into it, and I do believe that there will be a lot of information taken in before he makes a decision. This is the biggest decision he's ever going to make. I mean, this is it's going to be a $100 million decision plus, $100 million plus decision. It's going to affect the livelihood of he and his girlfriend and his whole family and his extended family and his kids and his grandkids. And it's also going to affect his hockey career, whatever he decides. Is it going to be here in Edmonton? Yeah. Is it going to be another team? So he always knew there was time to think about it, because he doesn't have to do anything July 1st. It could be August 1st, September 1st, December 1st. So it doesn't really matter. We all want it to be done right now, but Leon is going to take his due diligence and figure out what's best for him. I mean, I don't know if the Oilers have even offered him anything yet. So it's really hard to contemplate what I should do when the parties haven't got together yet to say, okay, here's what we're thinking and what you're thinking. So, yeah, I give – this is a huge decision. It's going to take some time. I mean, this is a decision that Struds and I have never had to make. We usually said yes to the first thing that we were told.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I couldn't believe how easy it was to get you guys to sign on the dotted line for Got Your Back. Like, clearly you guys – Clearly, you had never negotiated for yourselves. I mean, being willing to do it for a season's worth of golf balls, Freddie. That's. I feel like you could have squeezed me for some more there, buddy. Go ahead, Stretz. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know what? And because if Leon decides that he's going to, like, let's say he decides I want to move on, so his agent has to present him options for that, what that can look like. You know, so he has to say, well, you know, this team doesn't have money, this team does have money, or they will have money, they won't have money, whatever it is, they need to give him some options, because you can't just say, well, yeah, that's great, I don't want to be here, then I'm gonna go somewhere else. So where am I going to go, and what does that maybe look like? And I have to start thinking in my head what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a couple things stood out to me. If you compare what he said today to what he said at the start of the year in his article with Spec when the team was on the road there, what he did not say in that article was, I love being an Oiler. Didn't say that at all back then. It stood out to me today that he said, I love being an Oiler more than anything. That to me was, that's the first time I've really heard that from Leon Draisaitl. So to me, that was noticeable for me. It was also noticeable to me that he said, I need to take some time and figure out what I want to do. And that part of it is, you know, do I want to stay in Edmonton Oilers? Do I want to remain in Edmonton Oilers? Like, does Leon Draisaitl want to stay in Edmonton? And does he want to commit to this city and this team for the, you know, a big bulk of the remainder of his contract? And he left it very much open that that's something that he still is in the middle of thinking of and that he needs to decide. So there was no, I want to be an Edmonton Oiler moving forward for as long as I can. There's no committal, nothing committal there. And that can be strategic too, right? You're not going to give that stuff away. And Draisaitl's a smart guy, and they're going to be careful with the things that they're willing to say. But it was notable to me that he did talk about that he loved being an Oiler more than anything. The decision's very much, you know, still has to make that decision, guys. So, Brownie, we had this discussion the other night. I think we need to readdress it again today, though, because you said, you know, well, he can make it now, he can make it later, he can make it in December, you know, whatever. Well, that might not necessarily be the case because, you know, I'm not sure which way it's going to go, but if Draisaitl isn't willing to sign a long-term extension and the Oilers walk him into the final year of his contract, there is a school of thought that you need to not risk losing Leon Draisaitl for nothing, and that a trade to bring the organization the assets that Draisaitl would bring them is something you would have to do. You can't lose this player for nothing. Chris Johnston reporting today that, you know, based on sources familiar with the Oilers front office on this, that he thinks that that is a possibility, that there could be a deal if they don't feel they can get Draisaitl done long term. You know, my reporting, my information on it was, my sense is that they would be okay with walking him into the last year of his deal if there was some optimism that they felt they could get a deal done. But Struds, this is a really critical time for this organization. Draisaitl's a critical asset. The idea of losing him for nothing, that would be catastrophic for the organization, to have him walk out the door with no assets coming back in return other than the cap space that he's leaving behind. So this, I'm not sure which way it's going to go, but I can tell you it's a very real discussion in Struds. It's very real.
So do you think the Oilers have set a deadline?
I don't know. Yeah.
Like, would they say, we need to know before training camp. If not, we're going to explore trading Leon Draisaitl. Like, I just,
yeah,
it's tough because the team, let's say they have a really good, let's say they, we'll figure out who the GM is. They have a good July. They kind of figure out what they want. And Leon has it committed by September 1st. Do you say, okay, we're going to move on from Leon Draisaitl? Or is it sooner than that? Mm. Is it end of July? Like, or let's say you feel really good about your team. You think you win the Stanley Cup. Do you just hang on, hope you win the Stanley Cup, and he walks out, right? You know, they came within two shots of winning the Stanley Cup this year. There's no guarantee they can get back next year. But I always find it, I have a difficult time thinking they may explore leaving or they whatever. Like, they exploring in January 1st isn't the same as exploring September 1st, right? You're probably going to get more earlier, I'm guessing.
Well, that's the point. 100% yeah. You are. Because if he's gone all the way to, here's what you can do. You can say to Draisaitl, well, where would you consider signing? What are you interested in?
Right.
You can kind of have a bit of your free agent frenzy now. And so, okay, well, now if you can work out a contract with this team or that team, just like the Flames did with Matthew Tkachuk, if you can work out a contract and then the Oilers work out a trade and they get assets in return and the team trading for him gets assigned Leon Draisaitl, And that's game changing in terms of what you can add to your organization by doing that, Brownie. We saw that for the Flames, and you can say if they got the right stuff back or not, but because they were willing to, you know, they knew what the situation was, they let them negotiate, they worked out a trade, and it helped the organization, Brownie.
I don't know if it really helped the organization in Calgary. They sold off. They're in rebuild. So I'm not sure it did help.
But you understand what I mean. Rather than losing Gaudreau for nothing, like they did.
Yeah, but this is
they
where
did
I just,
better for Tkachuk than they did for Gaudreau.
Well, yeah, but I disagree. I keep Leon, whether he signs or not. I keep him the rest of the So if Leon Draisaitl, if the season is going well and the Oilers have as good a team as we think they are, we think with Leon on the team, we think the Oilers have a chance to win the Stanley Cup. The only team that beat them this year, Florida, is going to be losing a bunch of players probably. Mm-hmm. So if you've got Connor McDavid, you want to re-sign him a year from now. You want to make sure you give him the best possible chance to win a Stanley Cup this year. The best possible chance is with Leon Draisaitl. You're not going to be better this year if you trade Leon Draisaitl. You're just not. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get equal value. It might be something down the road that helps you, but not now. So for me, I want the Oilers to have the best chance to win a Stanley Cup with the guy that I want to re-sign a year from now. And that means keeping his best friend until then. And then if he walks at the end of the year, fine. Maybe we have a Stanley Cup ring because of it. But to me, Connor McDavid, when you want to re-sign him and you got all these assets that are a year or 2 years down the road, is that really thrilling for Connor McDavid? So to me, I keep Leon no matter what. I don't
care. But Brownie,
if he walks.
You don't do a deal for futures. You don't do a deal for futures. You do a deal. If you're going to trade Leon,
okay, if you're going to trade Leon, Leon wants to, Leon goes, I want to go to this team. And this team says, okay, we want him. Well, Leon's going to a team where he wants to win. Yeah. So if he's going to a team that wants to win, they're not going to give him a bunch of assets. And now that team's not as good, and they're not going to win anymore.
That's just doing business, man.
Yeah, but that's, well, then why would Leon
do that to get Tkachuk?
Yeah, but why would Leon go there then?
Well, because just by walking through the door, that team has a way better chance of winning a Stanley Cup. And Leon Draisaitl knows that. And yes, will they have given up stuff to get him? For sure.
But Leon's not dumb. So he's not going to go to it. Let's say the New York Rangers and the Oilers would love a Trouba, and they give up Trouba and, I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't pick back someone. Some other
the defenseman. Another,
someone really Leon good. Now Leon says, okay, New York's not near as good without those guys. Are we good enough to win a Stanley Cup? Oof, I don't want to go there now because they can't win a Stanley Cup. So to me, Leon's not dumb. The only place he's going to go, I believe, is somewhere he also thinks he can win. So to me, I am willing to lose Leon Draisaitl to give my best player, Connor McDavid, another chance to win a Stanley Cup. Now, if you can get a trade that makes you better this year, albeit...
Well, you're not going to.
Then I wouldn't make the trade. And when it's reported that there's a possibility that they may look at a trade, the day Wayne Gretzky got traded was the day that there's a possibility that they may get traded. Yeah. So I don't know if that's huge news, saying that he might get... Well, we're going to look to see. Maybe we might trade him. Well, of course, they can look it for every player. But I would not. I would not trade Leon Draisaitl because I got Connor McDavid. I want him happy. And the happiest he's going to be is if he wins a Stanley Cup. And your best chance of doing that is with Leon playing with him all year long.
Yeah. Let me give you an example. Let's say Dallas calls and say they'll give you whoever, Wyatt Johnson and Harley for Draisaitl. Is that the kind of trade you're thinking of? Not to, you know what I mean? Just to give you a sense of what it'd be like?
Are you talking to me?
Shocker. Either one.
Sorry.
Either one.
Say that one more time, Struts.
So Dallas, you know, you got to find a team that is good and has some pretty good young players. Because you're right. You're not trading Leon for a first rounder and then a slew of. I wouldn't. I would just play it out like Brownie says.
Let's say Dallas will give you Robertson and Harley. Let's just say. I'm not saying that's what it is. Let's just say Robertson and Harley.
That's
there
right.
There you go.
That trade, I mean, that'd be a pretty generous outcome, but because the money's got to make sense, right? You might look at it, right? If you're not sure Leon's going to sign, but that's the kind of deal you have to look at, right? You have to look at who has that, players that aren't crazy money, because you know Leon's going to be, let's say, 14. So does that make sense? Can you get both those guys for 14? Can you take it out of their lineup, put it in, like? That's how it's got to work, right? That's how it has to be.
Yes.
So go around the league and look about it and where you want it. Like, I don't think he probably wants to go to Buffalo, right? I don't know that team's turning the corner. So which teams, at least in the short term, do you think can win? You know, LA, they moved out to PLDB. Are they a team that's going to win? You know, it's a nice place to live. I'm not sure they're poised to win. Anaheim, probably not. You know, New Jersey, I don't know if that's a real destination. Islanders, same thing. I don't know. You know, so you're trying to figure that out. And you start limiting and reducing teams. And they'll say back, well, why don't you just stay here? Right? But if he doesn't want to sign, then maybe you do have to move him. It just, you're just going in a circle. Then there's a Connor McDavid conversation. Do you not want to stay, Connor? And I know that, you know, that might be a tough conversation, but you need to know if you're the best player on the team is going to be there.
Yeah. So here's the other dynamic. Brownie, you feel, and by the way, like people on the stream, just understand, these are very real conversations. This is not, we're not being inflammatory. This is not BS. This is very real stuff. I guarantee you these conversations are happening in the boardroom. So we're exploring the different options. We're not trying to create panic. This is a very legitimate and real conversation happening right now. So we're exploring it. And if you can't handle it, then hop off the stream. But this is real. So here's the thing. If they bring Leon Draisaitl back with no contract heading into the last year of his deal, and they run it out, very true, Brownie, their best chance to win a cup is to go ahead and do that, keep mm-hmm. him. Of course yep. it does. And you've mm-hmm. given McDavid another great opportunity to win a cup.
Yep.
So right here in the moment, you've made the best decision for the next 12 months in terms mm-hmm. of the Oilers winning a Stanley Cup. The problem is, if Leon Draisaitl does not extend at the end of next season, the Edmonton Oilers can start negotiating with Connor McDavid mm-hmm. right at that point as well. Now, you're opening your negotiation with McDavid just as Leon Draisaitl is bailed out of town.
Yep, but you're also opening with possibly with a Stanley Cup ring.
Okay, or what if it's a second-round playoff exit?
Well, then that's the risk you're taking. But I think the Oilers have the best chance of winning with Leon playing on this team.
Well, so yes, they do.
But that's why I'm giving my best player, all he wants is a Stanley Cup. That's it. So if I want Connor McDavid to stay, I'm going to do whatever I can, Connor, to make you happy. And I'm going to try and win you a Stanley Cup by keeping Leon Draisaitl.
But by the time you can actually talk to him, he says, well, thank you very much. I really appreciate
you. Don't
that
think
you
they're
did.
Talking right now all no, season long. And you don't think Connor realizes?
Though, Brownie.
Okay.
So he'll be saying, okay, thank you very much. I really appreciate that you did that. And you gave us our best chance. And that's all good. You know, thank you. But he's got to make a decision on mm-hmm. his next 8 years.
Yeah.
And Leon Draisaitl just walked out the door.
Mm-hmm.
So with no vision, they didn't get anything in return mm-hmm. other than some cap space.
Quite a bit
like,
of cap
that's
space.
That's a hard position to enter into a negotiation with Connor McDavid from, having just lost Draisaitl and him not really understanding what the shape is and what the future looks like, as opposed to if Draisaitl's not doing a deal, if mm-hmm. they're fairly certain he's not doing a deal, mm-hmm. you make the trade, you bring in the new assets that are going to mm-hmm. help McDavid for years to come. You give Connor a sense of what this looks like moving forward, and he knows what he's signing on for.
Yeah, I just disagree. I would keep Leon Draisaitl because I want Connor McDavid to win a Stanley Cup next year, and Leon gives him his best chance. So before he negotiates with about his new deal, I just said, I gave you an opportunity, and you hope that he signs. And if Connor McDavid doesn't want to sign, well, guess what? Now you have the biggest asset in the history of the National Hockey League to move.
Struds?
If I was Leon Draisaitl, if I wasn't sure, I would not want to get a sign and trade because I truly want to look at all my options.
Like 100%.
When he got traded to Islanders, Bo Horvat, why would you sign there? Like what the money was going to be, if not the same, very close or similar everywhere he went. And, you know, I think you get excited in that moment. Like, yeah, I'll sign that contract. So if I'm Leon, if I'm unsure about where I want to go, walk me right to free agency. Walk me right through that door, and I'm going to walk out, and I'm going to see what's there. Because I'm going to be yeah. wooed by everybody, and people remove anything they can. So I'm not that level. I would never was. But I wouldn't have signed it, because I just want to see what's out there. Yeah. I truly want to see what I can get and what it looks like. So I don't want to just limit it to one, yeah. Now I have to decide by whatever. Let's just say I have to decide by whatever. November 15th. Yeah. They haven't signed me. Okay, I have to trade. I have to pick a team and sign with them. No, I'm good, guys. I'm going to free agency. Yeah. I'm going to be a free agent because I want to see what's truly out there.
On top of all of that, A, if he doesn't sign somewhere, the assets you're getting back are not even close to what you would get if you got to sign Leon Draisaitl. And two, Leon gets to decide if he moves anywhere anyways. You can't just trade Leon Draisaitl.
Yeah. Well, there's a list that he submits. It's a certain number of teams. It's a modified. I don't think it's a complete no move. I think there's a. I think the window is there for them to do it, I think, but he's going to have a say destination wise. But the greater point Stretti made is an excellent one. Just because the Oilers decide, okay, we're going to move on and we need, you know, it doesn't mean he has to engage in negotiations with a potential trade partner. That's a great point, Struds, and that's part of it. Okay, what if your job was, I'll ask each of you this question and then we'll wrap this up. What if it's your sworn duty to the owner of the Edmonton Oilers to safeguard the value of this franchise, which is Connor McDavid's long-term future here? So the never mind winning a Stanley Cup right in the moment, never mind if your sole responsibility is to safeguard the value of this franchise by doing everything you can to ensure Connor McDavid is here for the long haul. If that's your job, then is it hanging on to Draisaitl for one more crack and fingers crossed that he's good to go on a new deal? Or is it making sure that Connor McDavid understands and sees the vision long-term, Brownie, beyond this season coming up, but for the next potential eight that you would want him to sign on for?
Well, I'm not changing my thought. I would keep Leon Draisaitl and give Connor McDavid the best possible opportunity to win a Stanley Cup this year.
Struds?
Yeah, winning a Stanley Cup trumps everything. You do anything to win a Stanley Cup and get him one.
So then you're not trading. If that's what you think, Struds, then no matter what, just keep him. No matter what, even if he says I'm not signing here, I will not sign here. I'm moving on after this year. You're still keeping him, Brownie?
100%.
Yeah.
I'll put an asterisk beside mine. If it's a sign and trade, I'd look at it. If it's just a trade for assets, I'm out.
Yeah. So we'll wrap up the conversation with this. My sense is that Draisaitl is open to a long-term deal in Edmonton. I think that there's a pretty decent chance that they're able to work something out and that this gets done. But as we know, these things are always moving and changing, and there are big discussions that are going to be had here in the days to come. As I said before, my sense is that they're willing to walk him into this last year of his deal. They don't necessarily feel a massive sense of urgency to move him if he's not going to sign, although Chris Johnston had some reporting to the contrary today. Very legitimate, very well-sourced reporter. So lots of people are talking about what Bob Stauffer has been saying recently. We all know between Stauff and Sarah Valley, there's lots of good information out there, but this is a very real discussion. And so absolutely had to have it. All right, that was the breakdown brought to you by Adrenaline Diesel. We're going to take a break. Let's dive into some of the other unrestricted free agents and what the future might hold, shall we? Plenty more to come here on the show. Good segment, guys.
The fastest growing male grooming company on the planet just got even better. Backscape 2.0 with a revolutionary friction fit handle makes the razor easy to pop in and out to shave not only your back, but anywhere on your body. And those hard to reach spots just got even easier with the new ergonomic design. Backscape's new titanium shave head makes for a smoother, more comfortable shave that respects your skin. Backscape 2.0. Stay smooth, gentlemen.
On paper, my life looks exciting.
In reality, not so much.
Every day, it's same old, same old.
Clock in, clock out.
Then I discovered Play Alberta. I can play casino games anytime.
Bet on any game.
And buy lottery tickets anywhere in Alberta. I think my spleen is ruptured.
All right, let's get to our takeaways brought to you by Martin Motorsports. Now that the playoffs are over, how will you be spending your evenings? Martin Motorsports has all the toys, gears, accessories to help you make the most of your summer nights. If you haven't had a chance to see their showroom, you got to check it out. Like an adult playground, boats, quads, side-by-sides, motorbikes, e-bikes, and more. Visit them at the south or west side of Edmonton for your next ride or online for all your gear and accessory needs. MartinMotorsports-store.ca is the website. You can check out all that they have to offer. So there are more than just Leon Draisaitl contract discussions that need to happen. Oilers with a healthy to-do list here. And I can only imagine how under the gun management must be feeling, because, Brownie, there's no way you would enter into these discussions with these guys while they're in the middle of the playoffs. So all these other teams have had weeks and weeks and months to, you know, get their business in order with their unrestricted free agents. Talk about a scramble for the Oilers management staff, who, by the way, news today from Darren Dreger that, you know, Ken Holland likely moving on from the organization. So figure out who the GM is going to be, and then they're right crammed here with the amount of work they got to get done.
Well, I mean, we've been talking, you got Leon and how big a signing that would be, but then you start going down with the other players they have. I mean, this is a team that was two shots away from winning a Stanley Cup. So there's a lot of pieces that you like on this team. And I know that from experience that teams that are championship caliber, players that are a bit lower, the role players get picked up by other teams. Okay, we want that guy on our team because he knows how to win. We want that guy. He's the kind of role player that can help our bottom six. So the Edmonton Oilers role players that are contracts are up are going to be very inviting to other teams around there that would like to get to that next level. And I don't know if there's some sort of rule they could put into place that evens the playing field for everyone else, or maybe this is part of parity. All right, so we'll give all the teams that aren't as good a head start so they can catch up to the good teams. But yeah, it's, I guess you need a GM, and then and then that new GM, here, we're going to introduce you to everybody. Okay, it's going to be a short press conference because he now has to go sign 12 players. So the Oilers are probably a little bit behind the eight ball, but they do have a lot of work, and I'm sure we're going to get into the number of players that the Oilers should or should not sign.
Struds, I'll let you weigh in here on, you know, who we think they should sign. I got a bit of a sense on who might be realistic. I checked in with Hart Levine, by the way. Just always good to check ourselves on the numbers to summarize the situation. Basically, he said they've got $10 million for 14 guys. So you need to get 6 to 8 guys signed for around that $10 million range. Buying out Campbell gives them 13.9 for 13 guys. So then they'd need 7 to 9 guys signed for just under $14 million. So the numbers are not great. There's not a lot of ton of space to play with here. And there are some pretty important players. Let's go through the list one by one. We'll start with Connor Brown. And, you know, obviously everybody knows the bonus situation heading into next season. I think there's a chance that this deal gets done. Connor Brown made it pretty clear today. We'll hear from him in just a minute. But Struds, how high on the priority list would Connor Brown be for you to let him be part of, you know, that small piece of money pie that they have there?
Yeah, that's a great question, but I'm not going to answer it. I'm going to bring up the one that no one's talking about, and that is Mark Stewart, the coach. You know, my understanding is that you can move up. You can move up, you know, because he's like the third assistant. His money would be at that level, but he's done much more than that. So if I'm a team looking for another assistant coach, I'm going after Mark Stewart. So what happens with Coffey? Does Coffey want to stay? Does Mark Stewart move up? Do you have to give him a raise? I mean, they have the money. Obviously, they had the money. I guess they've always had the money. But I think this is something significant that no one else except one of the great insiders in the game, lucky you guys have him, who's talking about it. So this is a big issue. So now I'll answer your question about a third-line right winger. So Connor Brown, when I listened to him today, it sounds like he wants to be here, and I love Connor Brown. I think he definitely became the player we thought he'd be at the end of the year. Got to be careful though, because, you know, it was 100 games, and, you know, we don't want to get too excited about 20. Terms, it obviously be something for me, but I wonder if you can't get a deal done and say, hey man, you made whatever, $4 million last year. We're going to get you to a number that we average out over 3 years where it looks pretty good.
Yeah. Brownie, you have a thought on that?
But yeah, if you can get Connor Brown at a price that works for you as a team, yes. I think Connor Brown, you just look at the importance of the third line and the importance of penalty killing in the playoffs. And he was a big part of that. So I would bring Connor Brown back, but it would have to be at a price that, I don't know if we call it team friendly, but it's got to be pretty close to team friendly.
Yeah, one that acknowledges what happened this year, right? Bit of an acknowledgement. Definitely made too much money this year. The team was willing to... You know, they didn't put a difficult bonus structure in front of him. He was getting his money and everybody knew it. I'm sure there's some appreciation for that on his part, but made it pretty crystal clear what his intentions were. Let's get to the Weiss Johnson sound box 45 years they've been in the business. So if you need a new furnace, garage, heater, air conditioner, hot water tank, or any of those things serviced, visit Weese Johnson. They are the place to go. Edmonton's number one choice for heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services. Jingle. Okay, let's hear from first Connor Brown, but then the next guy we're going to talk about, Matthias Janmark as well. So some clips back to back here, Zuby.
Of course, this is where I want to be. You know, I think my heart's here. Everything that we kind of went through together, on top of that, just the fans and the kind of the patience they showed me and the you know, the way they treated me when I scored and it just, it's a really special place to play. I think, you know, I'm starting to see that and, you know, you hear about it, but it's really is, you know, if, you know, it feels like, a team just, getting better and better and so many committed, motivated, determined guys and kind of guys you want to be around.
And this is Janmark.
At this point in my career, you really only care about winning. So for sure, if you like, for leaving, thinking about leaving here, it's obviously incredibly tough because you know that you're so close. So that's for sure part of it, and you have to take that into consideration, and then yeah, make your decisions from there.
One and more Janmark.
If you want, yeah, we've got the long one from Janmark. It's longer, but it's interesting.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, to be honest, with the year I've had, I haven't thought much about the future. I was probably not expecting to have a lot of offers the way the year went, and then probably salvage a little bit of that in the playoffs. So, yeah, free agency is coming up here quick, so I'm gonna have to start thinking about it a little. But yeah, you want to win. Like I said, it's tough. It's always tough to leave a team, players that you feel like you can win with. So that'll have to go into consideration. And then, yeah, you'll have to look at your options. And I don't think I'll be able to turn down too much money, to be honest. I don't think there's going to be too much out there. But, yeah, I want to win. And we'll see what's out there. This will always be one of two or three options, and we'll take it from there.
Well, he definitely gave up a little more than Drysdale did, Brownie. A little more info there.
He did. It's kind of funny when he said that.
It's refreshing. It was awesome.
It was. To me, he'd be the first one on my list after Leon. Just the way he played, his compete level. I mean, as the playoffs went on, there were certain people's level of play went up. And there's certain people that stayed the same. There's some that went down. Janmark went up. The more important the game, the better he played. He was a big part of the penalty kill. He's a big part of the third line. He would be a very big priority for me to re-sign.
Struds, you want a quick comment on him?
No, I think they're both. You just got to be careful. Like, there was a lot of excitement about their playoffs, but it's a long year. So I think you have to take that in consideration as well, right? So you know, anything that'd be a big raise or extremely long contract, I think I'd maybe be a little bit concerned about.
So my understanding is the Oilers would like to keep Janmark and are going to try to. So I think we'll hear about some discussions this week, and it'll be interesting to see if he can get something done. Janmark turned down more term and more money to go elsewhere or to come to Edmonton. He had better deals on the table and really believed that his best chance to win a Stanley Cup was in Edmonton and sacrificed, you know, a couple years and some pretty good money to come to Edmonton. So he's very committed to winning. He's all about that. My understanding is there's a strong appetite from the Oilers to try and keep him, and maybe we'll hear something about that this upcoming week. I believe that they'll be moving on for Morin Fogel. I think the dollar figure will probably be too high, and I think that one is most likely to go that way. I think we've sort of had that sense for quite a while here. Adam Henrique is an interesting one, guys. We know that there was value there in the end in the playoffs and that it worked out well. He gave them a third line that was highly usable at the most important time. My sense is that Henrique is extremely unlikely to return to Edmonton and wouldn't stun me to see him back in Anaheim. Struds, what do you think?
Well, I mean, it'd be disappointing to hear that. I mean, obviously, I'm the biggest member of his fan club, and I think that he's an important part of the team. Now, if he wants to go back, I get it. Maybe there's family and all that, and I do get it. But the trouble is he's getting a little bit older, so the cap hit would be, you know, as much as I like him, the cap does make a difference. What's the cap hit? Like, if there is a negotiation, like, you're not going to overpay for him. He's 34. So that would be a concern, but I would definitely want to sit down and see where he's at.
Yeah.
That's a huge hole, because I think we saw in the playoffs that Ryan McLeod as a third line center didn't excite the Edmonton Oilers coaching staff. And Henrique, yeah, when they put him there, it changed the complexion of your third line. It gave you a solid third line that was very good. And as much as we like Brown and we like Janmark, they were big parts of it, but so was Henrique. So that is a big hole they would have to fill, because I just don't know right now if Ryan McLeod plays the way that the Oilers need him to play come playoff time. And Henrique did.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trusting Ryan McLeod as a third line center, you know, heading into another playoff run, unless he shows you something significantly different through the regular season. I think what we learned is Ryan McLeod at this stage in his career on a cup contending team is a fourth line winger with great wheels that can kill penalties for you. He's a utility player. Now, you don't want to rule out the idea that he'll learn from this and he'll grow from this. He's still a young player. There could be some internal development there, and maybe that'll happen. But it seems to me like the ideas of Ryan McLeod being depended on as a third line center on this team. Now, I don't know. They might not have a choice because of where they're at, dollars and cents wise. But yeah, I could see Henrique landing back in Anaheim. We'll see. We'll see how it all looks. You know, Corey Perry, Sam Gagné, Sam Carrick, I would say, you know, those would be very, very late if they were to happen. Don't know that there's much of a possibility on those guys. We'll see where that lands. Vinny Desharnais is the other big one, guys, and we'll finish with the Desharnais one, because that you got to discuss a little bit bigger picture, the shape of the defense overall, Struds, because Philip Broberg looks like he's here to stay. Mm-hmm. So the idea that you're going to re-sign Vinny Desharnais and have CC and have Kulak in the lineup at the same time, it just doesn't work. So re-signing Vinny Desharnais means something's got to give on 27 or 5, does it not, Struddy?
I think it does, because you want to have something else is your seventh defenseman, right? So I think that I love Vinny. I love the way he's grown. His story is incredible. But you can't have all three. So what do you want? Do you want a little more speed? Do you want a little more tenacity in your lineup? And that's why, like, it's hard to know without the GM in place what his style is. You know, like, where it's kind of hard to figure out. But I've said this for a long time. I believe Darnell Nurse needs someone that can really break the puck out and make plays. I think that's the type of partner he could use. So is that Broberg? Maybe. Maybe it is, as he grows into that role. That isn't Vinny. Vinny is he's fine. He's a good, serviceable every night defenseman. But I think Vinny's going to look – I think he's looking for two and a half up in that area.
Yeah.
And that's probably where his number starts. So I think the Oilers, okay, we have Broberg can take that place. If you didn't change nothing else, you keep Broberg, Vinny moves and you find a seventh defenseman. Like Troy Stetcher, I know that's someone you advocate for, Shocker. But so we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I just think I want a different partner for Nurse.
Brownie?
Well, I know that there's a lot of people that did not care for the play of Cody Ceci, and a lot of people thought that's someone you move on from. But Ceci, we saw it in the playoffs, Ceci is better than Vinny Desharnais. And take away contracts, the Oilers are not as good if Vinny Desharnais is in your top six and Cody Ceci isn't. So, I mean, it's cheaper. You have more money because Vinny is cheaper than Cody Ceci, but your team's not as good.
Yeah.
So if you have, if you sign Vinny, you move off Cody Ceci, now all of a sudden there's an injury. Who's your seventh defenseman? You got a Broberg, a Desharnais, and someone else coming in, because the Oilers have been lucky the last couple of years with injuries on their back.
Yeah.
That's not going to last. No. So I don't know. I like Cody Ceci in my lineup ahead of any Desharnais, unless you can find some other one out there. You move Cody out and you get someone else coming back. But no. I just don't know Vinny for Cody, because obviously, the Oilers organization and the coaching staff doesn't feel that Vinny's better than Cody, or he would have been playing in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think we might be surprised at the market that's out there for Darnay. I mean, he's 6'7", kills penalties. Yes, he didn't play in the Stanley Cup final, but I think people, you know, a defenseman who takes up that kind of space that shoots right. I mean, just look at the Toronto Maple Leafs, what they're going to be out there looking for. They're probably looking for a couple right shot defensemen. So I think that the dollars the market would give Vinny might end up eclipsing it making sense for the Oilers to keep him. But we shall see. That's an interesting one. And definitely there was talks before the playoffs started. Those talks broke off because the numbers weren't where either side was comfortable with. And so they put it off. And I'm not sure what kind of position they're in picking it up now, where everybody's head is at, but that's going to be a fascinating one. Okay, running a little long here. Go ahead, Shreds.
Let me just go quick. Walker. Walker with Nurse. I wouldn't be interested to see those two guys together. Just somebody who talked about trade them. Skates, make plays. What would that look like? Anyway, sorry.
He's good.
That was my headline.
Yeah, I like him.
Yep. Yeah, that'd be interesting. All right. That's for another podcast, but I don't mind that. Don't mind that suggestion. Zuby, we're going to blow through this commercial break, and we're going to get right into Brownie Points. And Brownie Points is brought to you by Hamel's Premium Jerky, this Alberta-based family-owned business, opened in 1962. Their beef jerky's out of this world. Remainder of June, $99 for 3 pounds of jerky with free shipping. How good a deal is that? $99, 3 pounds of jerky, fast shipping anywhere in Alberta. Hop on to albertajerky.com to order yours and enter the code GOTYOUBACK for an additional 5% off as well. Brownie?
I don't have a lot today because there's no games going on, but I've got four. The first one, I have 456 brownie points to the Edmonton Oilers fans because the biggest roller coaster in the world, the King Gadah Ka in the Six Flags in the United States, the highest peak of it is 456 feet high, and the Edmonton Oilers season was a roller coaster.
Yeah, so love it.
I got that for the fans. I have 220 brownie points to Ken Holland. He had 220. If he's moving on, 220 wins he's had in 5 years. That just on the top of my head is 44 wins per season. That's a pretty good record that Ken Holland put together here with the Edmonton Oilers. He had detractors, but you can't deny the success that he has had here with the Oilers. So if he's moving on, he's taking 220 brownie points in his pocket. This one's a big one. I actually had to call and I get a few extra brownie points for this one, but I've got 112 million brownie points.
Oh!
For Leon Draisaitl. I'm hoping that with 112 million, which is 14 million a year for 8 years, that will be enough to keep the second best player in the world in Edmonton and give not only the Oilers one more crack at a Stanley Cup, but give them 8 more cracks. So, Leon, if you're watching the pod tonight, I have 112 million brownie points in my back pocket.
I think you're shorting them 4 million. I think it's 116. But
is
anyways.
It? 8 times 14 is 116?
No, I'm saying 14.5, which is what I'm saying.
I asked you for 116 million. You said no. You only gave me 112.
So Leon's going to have to suffer.
He's going to have to. He's taking a hometown discount. He's taking a podcast discount. And my last one, I am giving 100 brownie points to Struds and Shoggy because this year has been 100% fun. Thank you guys for bringing me on the podcast. And I actually even made a picture of us there. I don't know if you can see it. Wait a sec.
That?
There it is. There's Struds and there's me in the middle and there's you, Shogger, way on the side. See, you and Struds have the same size heads, except
no,
your body's just
bigger.
It's a little bigger, but your body's a lot smaller. It's a self-portrait of the group. Took me all day to make that.
That's amazing. Brownie, listen, it took a lot of convincing. Struds was worried that you would take too much of his spotlight. Struds was worried about me giving most of the money to you. Struds was worried that I was going to take his name off the pod. But at the end of the day, though all of those things happened and will happen, the content was worth it, buddy. You added a tremendous amount to the pod this year. It's our pleasure to have you on board, man. It was a great season. We're not completely done for the year, but I know you're heading off to vacation, Brownie, so it'll be your last pod of the season.
Well, if you need me, I've got Wi-Fi at my lake. So anytime you guys want to call, I'm free.
Okay.
We'll
save the goodbye then. Struds, any parting words for your nemesis here?
No, I loved having Brownie on, and we'll definitely have a conversation about you maybe returning next year. So, yeah.
Love it. Right on. Brownie, head off to the lake, my friend. It's well deserved.
See you, Brownie.
Maybe we'll chat again. Maybe we won't.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, and Struds, good luck with the fishing tomorrow, buddy. Reel them in, baby. Reel
them in. Oh, I can't wait. Lunkers. I think they call them lunkers.
Rick Spangler, I'll leave you with this, Brownie. Rick Spangler says, I think Shauger should kick himself upstairs to be president and Strutty take over as host.
Ooh, wow.
That's dangerous. Every now and then is okay.
The plane would crash many, many nights.
Oh, then. Yeah, for sure. Brownie, take care, buddy. We'll talk soon. All right.
See you guys.
We still got a couple more segments left on the show, folks, so stick around.
The Brindley family has made it their mission to create the best tasting flavored rums on the planet, and they've knocked it out of the park with their Shipwreck rums. Brewed off the small Caribbean island of St. Kitts, their spiced rum is aged 4 years in bourbon barrels and infused with natural vanilla. Their Shipwreck vanilla is blended with natural Madagascar vanilla, giving it incredible smoothness. One sip and you'll agree, it truly is a vacation in a bottle. Available at your local liquor retailer. Please enjoy responsibly.
Longshots Golf is the destination for both golf enthusiasts and sports fans. Top-of-the-line TrackMan simulators provide a highly entertaining and accurate golf experience, while a full-service sports bar loaded with big screens and scratch kitchen make it a truly unique destination. They have locations in Sherwood Park and Edmonton. Experience the best indoor golf and sports bar in town. Visit longshots.ca. That's longshots with a Z.ca.
When you make a mistake, heads should roll. It's not right. And I'm here. Someone has to put their foot down. Now that I say it out loud, it does sound a little crazy.
Gotta look good.
Time now for Strutty's World, brought to you by DLR Vinyl Products. They've got locations in Calgary and in Edmonton. If you're a contracting business or a contractor, let DLR help you add vinyl fence to your product line. Reliable, unmatched service, high quality North American made products. Check them out, DLRvinylproducts.ca. Struds.
Okay, so I kind of touched on this earlier and I've been hinting at it for a while, but this Mark Stewart situation is something I think Oilers fans really need to look at. And I know it's not as sexy as Leon or anything going on with the third line, that whole line being up for grabs, or even the buyout of potential buyout of Jack Campbell. But this is important. This is why. This is a young guy who's learning on the fly, who's done a good job with his job, right? The penalty kill. I would really like to see what else he can do, what else can be a part of. And if Oilers don't give him that opportunity or bump up, I'm guessing, again, the salary, he will be poached by someone else, whether it's this year, this summer, or next summer, or whatever the case may be, because you can move to a higher spot. Usually teams don't hold you back. So, you know, the new GM's going to come in. I know, I'm sure Jeff Jackson's aware, but this is something you have to deal with. The penalty kill not only did a good job, it gained momentum for a team. And how often do you see that for teams? You know, you can see it once or twice, but we saw it numerous times over the regular season and over the playoffs for sure. So this is something that, you know, I get it's maybe a side burner deal, but why, if you leave on the side burner, someone's going to come and pluck him up. So Stewart is an important part of his coaching staff. I think he can grow beside Knobloch. I don't know what's going on with the Coffey. I know the Coffey had talked about doing it for 1 year, then moving back into the advisory role. So it seems like an easy slot just to drop Stewart into that spot, running the D and that. And he's a younger guy. Not that Coffey didn't do a good job, but I think that this is something that it needs to be discussed by the team before it's discussed by another team and he's sitting on another bench next year.
Yeah, it's a great point, Struds. Do we know he's up, by the way? I apologize.
I don't know exactly. I don't know. Yeah. And I don't even know his contract status, but I'm guessing usually Shauger, if you were like the third assistant coach and someone calls and says, hey, you'll be our assistant coach and you're going to bump, yeah. Let's say he's, I don't know, I'm just guessing he's making an X, he's going to make three times X, they'll let you go because you're moving up, right? They'll move up. So that's where I'm thinking. I know, and again, this isn't the sexiest thing. I understand it, but
no,
I think
it's
important
legit,
for us to be discussed, right? It's important discussion.
Yeah, it's very legit. So I think the most likely sequence of events here is that Paul Coffey doesn't take on a full season behind the bench here, you know, that he kicks back into his previous role. You know, I think Paul Coffey's really involved in this organization. You know, I think he works closely with Jeff Jackson, and he will be this offseason. I think he's obviously an advisor to Cates. So there's lots for Coffey to do within this organization. It wouldn't surprise me to see him step back from being on the bench. And then it's wide open to run the D for Mark Stewart. Like, Mark Stewart would be the guy to take over all of that. So if you're the Oilers, you can go to him and say, okay, you're now in the second, you know, like Gully's been here longer, obviously, but you've got Mark Stewart. So he's now in that key assistant position. He runs the D. He's got the penalty kill. And if his contract is up, they would be well advised to give him a kick up to protect him from being poached elsewhere. But Struds, it's not like he was relying on the greatest players in the world to run his penalty kill, and they just did it through the sheer strength of, you know, he took a group of players that are a decent collection of players and had an exceptional penalty killer. He didn't have Vasilevsky and Net, you know, he's Shesterkin, you know, he had a good goaltender. He had, you know, decent depth players. And he ran a penalty kill that was off the charts at the most important time. And that will get noticed, man. Anybody in the bottom third of the league in the penalty kill thinking about any changes in their coaching staff, you're paying attention to that.
100%. And I do think the money makes a difference. Again, I have no idea I how much he makes, but I'm guessing he's at 150 grand. Or I'm just completely guessing here.
Sure.
Right? And those top assistants make, you know, much more than that now. So If they do move into that spot, there'd be, I think you could say, hey, man, we're going to bump you up. You're like, this is where it's at or whatever. But it's just, to me, this is really important. And I know it's not the front of Oilers fans. You need to be thinking about this, people. If it's announced, I think it'd be very, very important. You should be celebrating because of what he accomplished.
Yep. It was definitely a great year for him. 100% for sure. Okay. That was Struddy's World, brought to you by DLR Vinyl Products. Okay, time for us to take a lap. Ready to roll into that, Zuby? That's brought to you by our good friends over at Backscape. And the 2.0 advanced and deluxe kits are fantastic. I've had the chance to use them. And they work great, right? They're easy on your skin. The titanium shave head respects your skin, doesn't leave you with a bunch of bumps and cuts and stuff like that. So it's a good product, man. GYB10 is the promo code on those advanced and deluxe kits over at the website. That's backscape.com, backscape.com. And check it out. The new 2.0 handle is awesome. That is Backscape. Stay smooth, gentlemen. So Struds, while I'm out here at the draft, I have the chance to host insider trading, and I work with the guys. So what we'll do is we'll sort of pretend like you're a little insider here. We'll get some opinion on all the items that we had in insider trading today. So we started with Leon Draisaitl, and we started with Ken Holland. We've already been there. We've already done that. Pierre LeBrun. And by the way, insider trading is available over on TSN.ca if you want to see everything that our guys had to say. Pierre LeBrun talking about how Steven Stamkos, very good chance that he goes to market here. And that if he does, you can see the Nashville Predators being a team that is potentially significantly interested. It feels like it would make sense for him to go wire to wire with one team, Struds, but that just might not happen here. So Stamkos could be heading to market and Nashville a potential destination.
It feels like a game of chicken, right? Stamkos has a number in his head. And again, I'm not an insider, but... And their group has the team has a number in their head. Like, this is what you're at now. This is where you're at. And he is getting older. He still had, you know, quite pretty good offensive season. And who's going to blink first? Is he going to say, okay, I'll take it and stay? Or is he going to move on? Now, you know, it's a little bit of ego, I think, at this point. He's made a lot of money, right? In a pretty good place to live. He's won championships. So maybe there's a little bit of ego. Or is he thinking he needs more opportunity? Or he should be given more opportunity? Nashville could use a guy that can score like he can. I don't know if he scores, you know, quite as much as he will or he has in the past. Nashville does make sense. They're trying to get, obviously, good veterans around there, some of the moves they've done. But he, to me, I can't see him leaving there. I just can't see him leaving there after what he's done for that team and what the team has helped him accomplish as a player.
Yeah, I don't know, man. They negotiate tough over there. Julien Brisebois is... You know, he negotiates tough. And, you know, Stamkos has always made it very clear where he wants to be. And unless that has changed, like if Steven Stamkos is willing to move on, then that completely changes the calculus. I don't believe he truly was the last time around, but will he be this time? And that'll be the interesting thing there. Darren Dreger did some reporting on the Maple Leafs, the Mitch Marner speculation. I was in on the Brad Treliving media scrum today, asked him a couple questions. You know, there are those out there, I think Sarah Valley, pushing hard that the Leafs are in fact trying to trade him. Brad Treliving isn't going to get into it, didn't want to deal with a bunch of speculation. But Struds, trade him, re-sign him. They're in an interesting situation. They were a pretty important player. Which way do you think it should go?
I believe they need to move on from Mitch Marner. I like the player, and I give the Leafs fans a hard time, but he's a really talented player. But they need to you know, going back, signing Tavares was a mistake, not for the person, but just for the contract, and how it inflated everybody else's contracts. Their D needs to be dealt with in a significant way, not just trading a third-round pick for a guy who is a 4 or 5 and playing him as a 2. They need to find a way to significantly add to it. Morgan Rielly's a good defenseman. I know he's not elite. They need to find someone that can complement him and start adding pieces. Think of what that did for Ekholm. When Ekholm came to Edmonton, what the change it was for the Oilers and how it boosted everyone and put him in the right slots. So that's the challenge. So I do think they need to move away from Marner. Now, the return is really important. That you cannot get this return wrong. But I do believe it's time. They've had a number of years.
It's tough, though, group. Man. He's got the 1 year left, right? So, you know, how does that work? You know, he's got to be willing to do a deal. It's kind of similar in some ways here to Draisaitl.
It is. It is. And you know what the thing is? You know, a guy like maybe Bowen Byram, that might have been made sense. And I know that Colorado probably would have taken that on, but like, you got to find someone like that, a fit like that somewhere in the mix. And I'll be really interested to see where this goes, but I would move him.
Eric Tulski, welcome to the NHL. He's got a to-do list like 15 items long. Martin Natchez right at the top of it in terms of what they do here with this player. Good young player, strong potential for a trade there. He's got, you know, some D that he's got to work out as well. Interesting. We thought Craig Conroy had a lot to do when he took over the Flames, but Tulsi's got a lot of work here to do in Carolina. Struds and Natchez is kind of right near the top of that.
Well, so Natchez is the key to all of it, because if you trade him away, what are you getting back? And let's say you get a younger D-man back. Well, then you don't have to sign everybody. So if you go and you sign, let's just say you sign all the D you had. I know that's not going to happen. And then you trade him for a D-man. Well, now you got too many. So figuring out what you're going to do there does make a difference. I think a player that people are underestimating is Tuukka Teravainen. I like this player. Mm-hmm. Formerly Chicago, goes down there, and that's not really a sexy name either, but I like him. He's smart, plays the game, I think, in a good fashion. Obviously, he's been coached by Bryn Mawr, so he'd be, you know, of that style, plays that smart kind of 200-foot hockey game. So I think that's a player that he is also, I believe, an unrestricted free agent. I think that's a guy that, you know, I think a team would then get him. The smart pickup.
Yeah, just taking a quick look here. 25 goals, 53 points this season for him. So pretty significant. Be interesting to see how Tulski does. It's a big job, man. It's a big chair. And there's a lot coming at you. And a lot happening here sandwiched into a week or so. Okay, that was Taking a Lap, brought to you by Backscape. Zuby, do we have one more break here? I can't recall.
Yeah, one break left.
One break left, and then we'll get to Ask Us Anything. So Zuby's been accumulating your thoughts, and we'll do some of that after a real quick break. Stay with us.
For over 60 years, Belvedere Golf and Country Club has been delivering a high-quality golf experience to Edmonton and area. This beautiful private club, located on Highway 21 just south of Sherwood Park, occupies 160 acres and presents a challenging yet adventurous 18-hole design. A beautiful clubhouse, fully stocked pro shop, and warm, friendly staff truly make it feel like you belong to something unique and special. Visit www.belvederegcc.com.
Spring is here, and if you're thinking of buying a new home during the housing market hot period, contacting a mortgage broker should be your first step. Maria Gallas with Maximo Mortgages can guide you with a stress-free experience. With access to dozens of different lenders, Maria's simplistic approach and expert advice will have you ready to put an offer in on your dream home. Take the stress out of your mortgage journey. Contact Maria Gallus at mortgagesbymaria.ca. That's mortgagesbymaria.ca.
Okay, heroes, are you trying to tough it out through a sports or life injury right now? Trying to prove your mettle by grinding through, gritting your teeth? Well, Redefined Health is here to say it's time to come on in. At Redefined Health, they'll high-five you for your toughness and then get to work on helping you fix the problem. Helping athletes and heroes find better balance, performance, and injury prevention is at RedefinedHealth.com.
All right, time now for Ask Us Anything, brought to you by the Shark of the Park, Reedy Buchlan of Maxwell Devonshire Realty. Home is a feeling, right? And it's one of the biggest investments you'll ever make. Reedy takes on just a select number of clients to give them a more personalized service. She was rated the number one individual agent this past year with her skilled negotiation and five-star client satisfaction. That's really something to be voted that number one agent, serving Sherwood Park, Edmonton, and surrounding area. Give her a call, 780-994-0280. Zuby, hop on in here, my friend.
Here I am.
What's going on, buddy? What do we got from the stream today?
Okay, yeah, a couple of interesting little nuggets. Steve Kenny says, isn't this the time when all players around the league will take a team-friendly deal to come here, at here being Edmonton? And win. Now, of course, when the Oilers first got McDavid, we saw seemingly an influx of more players wanting to be here, but not necessarily on that team-friendly deal. Now this is a team that's gone to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, proven that they can, they're really truly in that mix. So is this the time? Do you think you'll see more players leaning that way?
I don't know. Team-friendly deals to come to Edmonton, you think, Struds?
Well, what are they getting, right? So you got to talk about what they're trying to get and where they're in their career. So if you're saying maybe I'll come here on a 1-year deal to try to improve my value for the next trip, yep, that's a possibility. But you know, for signing a 3-4 year deal, I just, for a deal like that, a team friendly deal, I have a hard time seeing. I think any team friendly deal would be a 1-year deal because they're trying to increase their value.
I'm having trouble pronouncing that. P-I-R-Z, Pers, says, why the chatter of trading Kane? I'm not sure if there's been any media chatter or just a fan chatter. The guy was hurt all year. Isn't he a guy, if he's healthy, would have made a big difference in these finals? He's going to be, I'm sure, a topic of conversation this offseason. What do you think is going to be the looking forward on Evander Kane?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I mean, obviously it was unfortunate he wasn't available. He would have made a difference in that series had he been healthy. I'm not sure that we're going to see an Evander Kane trade. I'm not sure. I don't know what the appetite is from the team to move him. Not sure where his head is at. I'm not sure what the market would be on Evander Kane. You know, if there'd be a whole lineup of other teams that are out there looking to bring him in. I don't know. I could see this one kind of being status quo through the summer and he ends up coming back. Struds, what's your sense on, what do you think? More value from Kane next year?
Health is his biggest thing, right? That's the number one thing. He's got to get healthy. So that, I'd love to know what's going on with him health-wise. Because he wasn't the same. And then no one is that injured, right? We see that. So can they get him healthy? Can they do have to do it through surgery? If not, how long is the rehab for that? Like, is the rehab a long time? Like, I just don't know those answers because another team's going to want to know that if you're going to look to trade him. Until we understand where he's at physically, it's really hard to have that conversation because he can't trade it. No one wants an unknown injury as far as a trade.
Yeah. Okay, let's do a couple of quick outrageous fan theories here. Rye Guy says he was echoing that some people were talking about Draisaitl signing a 3 or 4 year deal to stay something closer with Connors. That to me, doesn't make any sense, but is that Would that be anywhere on the table for Leon Draisaitl in extending on a shorter contract? Or is, is he going yard?
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. I think he'll probably go yard with the long-term deal. I think this is his chance. This is going to be a massive deal that he gets done. So my thought would be whether it's ahead of time here with the Oilers or whether he runs it through to free agency and calls his shot, I think this is going to be the monumental monster deal that we see from Draisaitl. I could be wrong. Maybe they'll talk it through and realize, you know, when they really work the numbers around and with the cap going up, who knows where the cap will be in 5 years, you know, if he were to do a four-year deal. So, but my sense is that it will be a long-term deal.
If someone says they're going to give you $110 million, are you going to say no?
116. You know?
But short, like, I think 4 years makes more sense. Like, as far as maximizing your money, I believe short is the best deal. Like, what Matthews did, because he'll hit it again, and the cap will be up again. And I think it makes the most sense. But when someone throws over $100 million at you, like, I want to get 130 or whatever.
Okay, here's another crazy fan theory, and it's mine. Let's say if you could – do you think there's any possibility you could offload Jack Campbell with a first – say your first or whatever next year – and use that money? A couple people mentioned there's maybe some rumor about 1 year with Jake DeBrusk would be in that same. Do you think you could sell that as, like, we're making our trade deadline move now. We're moving that first. If we can get rid of Jack Campbell, that's the type of asset you could re-sign. I know that's kind of fan nonsense, but is that anywhere in the realm of possibility?
Yeah, I mean, the buyout for Jack Campbell, I think, you know, probably makes more sense than doing that. I think if you're a contending team, you want to keep your powder dry. You want to know exactly what you need at the trade deadline next year. And a first round pick, you know, lets you make a really targeted, surgical approach to a Stanley Cup run, as opposed to trying to, you know, you waste that asset now and try and figure out what you might need, you know, 5, 6 months, 7, 8 months down the road. So to me, I think you keep the first round pick and make a targeted move with it to put you over the top, similar to what they did, frankly, the last 2 years here, Struds.
100%. Yeah, I think you buy him out. You know, the other option is we see a trade, like, you know, like Pajot and Islanders are talking about moving him out. You know, would he be a fit as Oilers' third line center? Even Mikheyev is another guy. I know that's probably hard to do in division, but speedy guy, but, you know, makes $5 million. They're trying to move him out as well.
Okay, let's get to our DeBoers YouTube poll real quick here, Zuby. Brought to you by DeBoers Golf Shop and Fitting Center, aiming to help you play better golf. They're celebrating 25 years. That's unreal for a local company. Good for the guys over at DeBoers, the guys and gals. Check out their pro shop style atmosphere at 5311 99th Street here in Edmonton. What was the question? What were the results, bud?
Yeah, we just put it to the people what they thought would be the most likely outcome of the current Draisaitl contract situation. The options were he re-signs with the Oilers in 2024, meaning like before the trade deadline. That one running away 77%. Next up was that he leaves Edmonton via trade. That came in at 9%. 7% he said he re-ups with the Oilers as a UFA next summer. And only 5% believing he'll sign with a new team next summer. That was the fourth option.
Okay. And what was the spread percentage-wise?
77% thinking that he's going to be re-signed in 2024 or like before the window closes this year. So people have a lot of belief.
Optimism. Lots of belief. Optimism. We'll wrap up the show tonight with our play of the day brought to you by Play Alberta. Get ready for promotions throughout the summer to help you make the most of the sunny Alberta days, because we all know that they don't last long enough. Bonus terms and conditions apply over at Play Alberta, but check them out. As always, know your limit and stay within it. But Play Alberta, a great place to go and explore some of that sports betting space and have a little bit of fun with it. No question for me, Struds. This is going to pain Oilers fans. We're not doing this to hurt you, but Roberto Luongo is kind of a classic. And you knew there was going to be a tweet coming, Struds. You just knew it.
It's so good. And Robbie Luongo and his brought a friend to a work day.
Yeah, Roberto Luongo sitting. Is that feet on the desk? Yeah, looks like feet up on the desk with the Stanley Cup. I was on the beach the other day. I was just going for a walk yesterday, and I turned to my left, and Matthew Tkachuk is charging right at me with the Stanley Cup and a couple hundred people, and they went and jumped in the ocean with it. So party is certainly still going on in Florida. Take solace, Oilers fans. They were close. Good chance they have to get back there again. This team's in a good spot. all this stuff that we discuss, bottom line, they're in a good spot. They get the best player in the world. They got lots of assets. Be interesting to see what next season looks like. I think we'll drop our next podcast. Might be after free agency. I'm not sure yet. I got to get a feel for what my schedule looks like here at the draft. But if there's any breaking news, we'll also hop in and do some stuff. But Struds, you have a great break, my friend. It's well-earned, and we'll chat at least once more before the end of the pod season.
Love it, guys. Enjoy your time in Vegas.
All right. Sounds good. Zuby, great work today, buddy. Thank you kindly.
Thanks, fellas. Good to catch up. Put a button on it.
Yeah. And thanks to all of you that joined us on the live stream, or if you're listening in podcast form, we appreciate it. It's been a ton of fun. Like I said, probably drop it at least one, maybe two more pods before we take a break for the summer. So keep an eye on our social media posts. And a big thanks to our sponsors, as always. Enjoy the next couple of days in the draft, and we'll talk soon, everyone.